today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in social media. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, who is my social media guru. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. While you may think that Al Gore invented the internet, it is really Wayne Levine that did it. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, husbands, and Facebook users they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Oi, good morning.
What was that? Was that an oi?
Yeah, I got that from my mom.
You know, we were just talking about interfaith Christmas and the challenges that a friend of mine shared with me recently about his son-in-law coming, who's an Orthodox Jew, and his wife wanting to prepare the grandest Christmas of all for their 14-month-old daughter, which, of course, is the daughter of this Orthodox Jew, and the conflict that they're basically starting to feel between my friend and his wife, my friend who's largely agnostic and his wife is a, you know, somewhat practicing Christian, and their daughter who converted to Judaism, and the son-in-law who wears payas and is completely Orthodox. I suggested that the son-in-law should have absolutely no problem whatsoever enjoying Christmas at his in-law's house. It's not his holiday. Why can't you enjoy someone else's? So we'll see what they do, and I would like to turn over today's topic to you. We can talk about your new emergence into social media. We can talk about your new venture, your nonprofit, or we could talk about whatever you would like, Wayne.
Well, first of all, I think with the religious questions, everyone should just go talk to the rabbi and let them work that out.
Well, the irony is that's what I suggested that my friend ask his son-in-law to do, because a son-in-law, I'm guessing, is under 30, and that's an age where we think we know everything, not quite the same as when we're 18, but still a very impressionable age where we think we know it all. And I would guess any mature rabbi, especially an Orthodox one, would say exactly what I said, which is go enjoy your in-law's holiday beautifully. Okay, you don't have to eat the Christmas ham, but you can enjoy their holiday completely, and you just know what your values are and what your religion is, and that's how you'll raise your daughter, and your 14-month-old daughter will not be harmed by celebrating Christmas at her grandparents' house. And that's what I believe, and I think we all get way too in a tizzy over some of this stuff.
Well, the beliefs run deep, the socializing is very strong, and people get very unclear. I've seen a few examples of men who've really lost their way sort of as people in the rules and regulations of their religion. There was a very religious man who called me once and said of a mutual friend, "I'm really concerned about this guy," meaning he thought he was suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was leaving me a message. He didn't talk to me. He left me a message hoping I would get it, that I could do something to reach out because he had to get to his religious meeting.
Hmm.
So he couldn't miss the meeting
to help his friend.
And it would be something that he would have to talk to his religious leader about. It was just really mind-boggling for me. So sometimes we men, they find themselves in very interesting situations, and they lose track of what's right and wrong and good and bad, and they need some direction. They certainly do.
Well, that sounds like that's not a problem inherent to men. That sounds like that was just someone who couldn't break focus and thought that missing a single religious event was more crucial, or not missing a single religious event was more crucial than helping an individual. The irony is almost every religion would probably advocate helping the person over attending a service.
Yes, but as people are members of groups, or in some would call them cults, depending on what the groups are,
mm-hmm.
People lose their way, and they lose their ability to make those choices. And, you know, it's a problem. People are, you know, we live in a culture where folks are insecure and they're full of fear and they want someone else to make choices and decisions for them.
Isn't that why you turn to me all the time?
That's why you're there, Bruce. My social media guru.
Well, I'm honored if I can provide that help to you, since you've provided such wonderful help to me over the years.
Yeah.
So what else? What else is on your mind?
Well, we're building this new nonprofit, and it's really remarkable how much work that is. And like with many ventures, if you knew how much work it was, you'd never have gotten into it to begin with. But I'm
glad
that I have.
Well, tell me more about the Bruce Allen Foundation.
So Connect the Men is this project, and we're launching it later in 2012. There's a lot of work to do to set it up, but we're going to be offering a credentialing program for men to become men's group leaders. We're teaching men about leading men and then helping them and supporting them to create groups in their areas so that all the men out there who are looking for some support can find something in their communities, because right now it's just very difficult for those men who are trying to connect with other men to do that. There just isn't much out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody out there specifically training men to lead those kinds of groups. So we're working out the curriculum now, and we're trying to figure out the best way to do that for guys. And so we'll see how that goes.
Well, I'm very excited that you're going to do it, because more and more it's clear to me that men don't have the outlets and the places to go. And I know for me that the groups that I participated in with you and others, they've saved my life at times. And men need this, especially now when we're facing so many other external problems in the world, primarily economic ones.
Yeah, it really is not an overstatement. I mean, not just for men's groups, but the help that we need when we need it will save our lives. And it, you know, sort of depends on what situation you're in. There, we all need help. You know, I was just seeing that episode on 60 Minutes about the poor in Florida, the homeless kids, and it just breaks your heart. It's just amazing what people are going through out there. And one of the reasons why we're creating Connect the Men is we want to be able to have the support available to those who can't afford it. And that's a problem, too, because even men who are looking for support, a lot of this costs money, including the work that I do. And, you know, we're all having to make a living. So we're trying to find a way that to offer support that won't cost men money if they can't afford it.
That's a great thing. Well, that's providing a service, and that's, of course, the best thing we can do in life, which goes back to the very first thing we said, which is helping an individual, or like I like to say every Faith Sunday on my Facebook page, repairing the world, and sometimes repairing the world is one person at a time.
Well, that's where we can make an immediate impact.
Wayne, believe it or not, we're already quickly almost out of time. Quickly, before we forget, tell my listeners where they can find you, and tell me what you're doing over the Christmas Hanukkah holidays.
Right. Better Men Coaching. You can take a look at the coaching services and get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. This holiday season, I'm taking off between Christmas and New Year's.
And where are you going?
Nowhere.
How nice.
Yeah, except we'll probably be doing an overnight to put the this nonprofit, to move it forward, because we just need some quiet time. We're winding down, and it's good to take stock. It's a good time. I know a lot of people feel depressed, and a lot of emotions come up during this holiday, and so I just want to encourage everyone listening to reach out, connect with somebody else that oftentimes can alleviate those dark moments.
Well said. Thank you, Wayne. We are out of time. We'll be able to see you next week or talk to you next week. You're not going away then.
You're not
shutting down. So thank you again.
Thanks, Bruce.
And we will be back after this short break with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sams. So stay tuned.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.